Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we've got a very special interview coming up here today. And we've got a few different guests here. We're going to be talking with Ann Smith. And Ann has been active in representing Common Table in the Food Insecurity Community Action Team here in Manhattan. But Ann is getting ready to move away, as we understand. Ann, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brandon. It's good to be here.
We certainly are delighted to talk with you here. We've got a couple of your good friends here in the community. I also wanted to join in on this interview, and we've got Gretchen Lewis. Gretchen, tell me a little bit more about yourself.
I am a retired educator in Manhattan, and I am a longtime dear friend of Ann Smith.
Okay. And Reverend Kayla Simmons Wood, pastor at First Congregational United Church of Christ here in Manhattan. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
And how do you know Ann?
I have the honor of being Ann's pastor for the last 6 years and change.
All right. Absolutely. Well, it's wonderful. And Ann, first of all, part of the reason we're having you here is this is kind of a goodbye to you. Tell us first, for those in the community who know you, where are you heading?
We're heading to Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, which is where one of my daughters and her family live. It's in East Central Pennsylvania, small town, not so different in some ways from here.
All right. And how long have you been in the community?
We've been here 35 years. It seemed like it went by in a flash, but it's been 35 years.
All right. That's a long time to be in one community. And certainly, it's a challenging time you move, but tell us, most of us know your role here in food insecurity. What drew you to participate in creating a community-wide food providing effort here in the community?
Oh dear, it started slowly. First Congregational in the late 90s decided to try to serve the community around that was not getting food on a regular basis. And at the time we thought that was the homeless population. So, although I was not originally a part of that, it was Melissa Sinnott Jones, who is an occupational therapist, and Jean Hill, who's a realtor, and Kay Sinnott, a psychologist who's now deceased. They put together a plan to offer a community meal on Sunday nights. And the first night, I think they had nobody, but the second night, the second Sunday night, they had eight. And after that, we had a pretty steady group of people coming for meals. And I got involved with that about a year after it started and did a lot of cooking and organizing and things like that. And that went on like that for, 10 years. And we were hopeful that other community meals would surface in the community, and eventually they did. First Methodist got together and said, we're going to offer two of them, one on Wednesday and one on Saturday. And then other churches joined. And Common Table actually started in about 2014. And Pastor Kayla was there. Patrick, what's his name, McLaughlin?
McLaughlin, yep.
Yep.
Pastor. From First United Methodist, used to be the pastor there.
Right. And Renee and Michael Gassman, who have their fingers in a lot of pots, let me put it that way. Melissa Atchison. And a couple other people, and that's where Common Table started. Our first goal was to get a meal every night of the week, and you know what? We've done it as of last year.
All right, I might just bring on your close colleagues here. Gretchen, what do you think Ann's impact has been here in the community?
Oh, it's been tremendous. It takes somebody with a lot of skill in many areas. Ann is extremely organized and very able. She's been, among other things, secretary of the Common Table, but she's very good at communicating with other people. And she's a very hard worker. So Ann has been indispensable, I think.
And Reverend, I might have you kind of comment as well. And maybe from the church's perspective, I'm sure you see the food insecurity all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a really big part of our mission as a congregation. It's an area where we put a lot of our focus. And I mean, I think Ann gave a really great overview of sort of how that came to be. Our congregation is not a really large congregation. I mean, we have you know, an average of maybe 80 to 90 people in worship on a Sunday. And so it really is a not just a team effort for our congregation, but also takes a lot of partnering with the wider community, because we have a lot of people who volunteer at our meal and people who fill our blessing box who aren't a part of our congregation. Maybe, you know, we've partnered with some other congregations, but also just people who are just a part of the community who are looking for a place to serve. And I think that's, you know, Gretchen mentioned that Anne works so well with all kinds of people. I think that has been a huge asset. And one of the things that has really helped is that she has helped us look for those partnerships and develop those partnerships. And Common Table has been one of those, but there have been many others too, because the reality is that our congregation, being the size that we are, couldn't sustain this effort on our own. And so we do have to develop those partnerships with other individuals and community organizations to keep it going.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Well, Anne, whenever you're doing an effort like this, I imagine, obviously first it takes a big heart to do something like this, but you probably also get some personal interaction with some of these folks who are struggling. And I know that it's always hard for folks to ask for help, but maybe you could talk a little bit about some of the relationships you've built.
Well, I think I haven't been cooking for a while. And when you cook, you generally get to know the neighbors who come to eat a little bit better. But one of the things that we stressed very early on was the autonomy of our neighbors. That is, we were not doing any means testing at all, and we absolutely would not reveal anything about our neighbors who were coming to the meals unless they wanted to be revealed. And we wouldn't let people take photographs either, because we felt we had to respect their privacy. And I think that because we started that way, we got a lot of trust from the community of people who are food insecure and need food. And I think that has carried over also to the Common Table. All of the churches put limitations on photographing our guests and interviewing them, so that they can the guests only do that if they want to.
Okay. So, well, what you talked a little bit about it here, but what the effort looks like now here versus when you were getting started, how accomplished? What's been the biggest crowning achievement here as far as your accomplishments here in Manhattan specifically?
Well, it's a group accomplishment because we only have Common Table because we have a lot of churches who are now serving as meal sites and as helpers at meal sites, shall we say. So it's a common effort. And I think that when we started, we felt kind of lonely about, you know, this was the only community meal that was being offered. But once another church or two started to offer a community meal as well, things snowballed. And now we have a couple of churches that are not downtown churches participating in Common Table. For example, Faith Evangelical Free Church is making 200 lunches a week that are handed out at the Common Table meals in the evening. And then Vineyard Community Church has just joined, and they offer a breakfast on Sunday mornings. So it's becoming even more ecumenical than it was, and I think that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Well, as far as, when you leave a place like this, it's obviously hard to replace someone like yourself, but what do you see as the next need here for the community as you venture off to your next part of life?
I think there are two things. I hope Common Table will continue to grow and do the very direct work of providing meals to people who need them. I am really, really happy that the Food and Farm Council has come into being, because they are looking more systematically at the problems of the community in terms of food insecurity. And they can take a broader view than the people than those of us in Common Table, because we kind of have our nose to the grindstone. And it's hard to look up and see what else needs to be done in this community. But Food and Farm Council is doing that. And, for example, one of the first things that they did was, as part of their food insecurity action team, was promote a whole lot more blessing boxes in Manhattan and the surrounding areas. And I think that has probably helped an enormous number of people who are food insecure some of the time, or maybe even all of the time. So those two things going on, I think, are really going to help the community a lot.
And obviously, food insecurity has been been a problem for a lot of folks for many, many years, but I might ask Reverend, as far as this year in particular with the pandemic going on, have you seen more of a need here in our community?
Yes, I mean, we definitely, our meal is serving more people than it did before the pandemic started, and Anne could probably speak better to this, but I think that's pretty well true across the Common Table sites, isn't it? Numbers are up. Go ahead, Anne, sorry.
I was just gonna say, we're serving about 1,000 meals a week now. And in the first 3 months of 2020, before the pandemic hit, it was probably, I would say, maybe about 800 meals a week, and now it's up to 1,000 or more sometimes.
Yeah, so that's a significant increase. And, you know, and then the other thing that we've mentioned is the blessing boxes. And because those are just open 24 hours a day, we don't monitor them. We don't, you know, we don't really know exactly who's using them or how often they're using them. But ours has certainly always gotten a lot of use. But for sure, lately, when I've been down at the church building and have, you know, observed the blessing box in our on our property there. I mean, I was there for maybe just an hour the other day and probably saw 8 to 10 cars come through. And some of those people were leaving things for others to take, and some of them were taking things that they needed. But our blessing box there on Points gets emptied out many times every day, I would say. So yeah, I think we're all seeing the increases here as a result of the pandemic.
Again, we're speaking with Ann Smith, Gretchen Lewis, and Reverend Kayla Simmons Wood, pastor of the First Congregational United Church of Christ here in Manhattan. And Gretchen, I'll just swing it back over to you. And, you know, how do you replace someone like Ann on this council?
Well, you don't, but other people step up in their own way. I think Ann's combination of talents are unique to Ann, and heaven knows we will miss her. She just has such a wide variety of gifts. But there are many, many dedicated people in Manhattan. And I think I've been attending the Common Table meetings for the last 2 years. And I have been very impressed with all of the church representatives. We work together, and that's an exciting thing. And in a very basic hands-on way, we all have the same goals. And so when you have somebody who is as outgoing and warm-hearted as Anne is, and was there at the beginning, I think that helped foster that kind of community response. And so we'll just keep doing 1 week at a time of feeding people, which is what we do.
Yeah, we do indeed.
And if anybody's hearing this for the first time and they want to help out, they want to be a volunteer, where's the place to get started?
Aha. Well, we have a email address where people who want to volunteer can send their request. It is mhkcommontable, all lowercase, @gmail.com.
Okay. And your work will probably continue when you get to Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. You're probably going to do more of this kind of work, right?
Well, I hope so. we'll have to see. I don't quite know what's there yet, but we'll find out, I'm sure.
All right. So, any last comments anybody wants to make before we wrap things up?
I hope that the community will continue to be aware that food insecurity is a major problem here. I think in some ways many of us are insulated from it, but it is a big problem. There are people who go hungry, and there are children especially who are going hungry because of the pandemic, and maybe evictions and things like that. So it's a big problem. I hope people will continue to keep it in the forefront of their thoughts and their generosity and their prayers.
Well, we certainly appreciate the time here this morning. We thanks to the Food and Farm Council and Vicki James for setting this up here.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. And good luck to you. And thank you from all of us here in Manhattan and for everybody that you've touched. We really appreciate it. It's a very special thing when people give their time.
Thank you.
All right. Again, that's Ann Smith, Gretchen Lewis, Reverend Kayla Simmons Wood. Thank you guys for being part of this interview as well.
Thanks so much, Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Gretchen. Thanks, Kayla.